Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. I'm chatting with Joel Elkonen, co-host of the Benzinga Pre-Market Prep Show. Now Joel, I want to start off with oil, because oil is breaking out today. Pretty interesting. Oil is up on crude around $2. It's up over $67, almost $68 today. And these are some of the highest levels that we've seen since 2018. Joel, we can look at the oil market in a number of different ways. Is it the reopening trade? Is this inflation data that's continuing to drive it higher? In your eyes, Joel, what do you think oil is telling us, and what do you think's driving that move?
Good afternoon, Corey. Thanks for having me. I think I'd have to go with being part of the reopening trade. People are getting out. They're doing stuff. Maybe not so much in Canada, but United States, they're driving places. They're flying places. And, you know, the need for fuel is there. And even though, you know, the OPEC is due to, increase production, demand. Right now, demand is there. It's probably at peak levels. Weather's changing here in the United States, from spring to the summer. And I think you just have to group it, you know, in the category of the reopening trade. Inflation is inflation. We talk about it. This is not good for the inflation numbers. But in the words of Jerome Powell, it's transitory. And these are just gluts that are lack of supply being created by just not production happening for several months during the pandemic.
Now, Joe, you carrying this over to any other areas within the energy sector? Renewables were doing very well there for a while, especially when the pandemic was really in its heat down in the U.S. What do you think? Other energy sectors also just going to continue to share in?
Your solar sector, you know, got the huge bump with the Biden administration coming in, and it found a bottom and it's starting to rally a little bit. People are looking for new sources. I think that the announcement by Ford last week that they're going to be 30% EVs by 2030. It's charging up the market, to look for, other sources farther on down the road. So, if you're looking perhaps for a catch-up trade in renewables, solar also, looking for alternative energies to mine Bitcoin. Musk pointed out that it uses excessive amounts of energy. So, looking for cheaper and more environmental ways to create energy.
So, Joel, are you playing this move in crude or any of the oil stocks right now?
I'm not playing it either way. I'm not playing it from the long side or short side, just general basket of stocks that I own, through, the indexes and ETFs are participating in it. But no, I haven't participated on either long side or the short side.
So let's move this over to the U.S. markets, because, look, the markets were off to a good start earlier on today, have dipped a fair bit from those highs and even the pre-market highs. But overall, I have to say, moving into this week, I've been hearing more optimistic, short-term optimistic comments on U.S. markets. And these comments are coming from people that I follow that have been quite right on these markets. Look, we've seen volatility drop. That's usually a good thing for just a continued grind higher for U.S. markets. What's your assessment right now of the overall health of these markets?
I mean, you can look at it both ways. You got up near the all-time high and you failed, right? So that's not a good thing. But on the other hand, we're still within striking distance. So a way I like to look at the market, I'm not looking at the lows from last week, but I'm looking at the lows from Tuesday through Thursday in the S&P index, and that's at 4180. If you just, surround the three lows from that session, it looked like we were going to get there Sunday night and Monday morning. But no can do. The buyer stepped up to 41.90. That stands as the overnight low. Haven't hit that in the day session. So, this close to all-time highs, you're still within striking distance. So it's hard to be, negative and try and call the top with the jobs number coming on Friday. You know, maybe a super hot number will, you know, spook the market a little bit. But I just have to look at it technically. And as long as it holds above 4180, then the path to least resistance is higher. If we do lose that level, you know, then there's other levels to keep into consideration. But if you look at it, even if you throw out the high, you know, the lows from Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and you throw out the lows and the highs, I mean, we're just trading the daylights out of this 4,200. We're currently trading down 75 cents at 401.75, had a 0,250. But if you did your style mile volume profiles, I mean, this is the area, you know, this is the area where the trading is being done. The buyers and sellers are squaring off. So a lot of volume, very nauseating price action here. And when things get like this, you just have to wait for the move out of the consolidation area.
Joel, what about this move a little bit more back into growth? Growth has started to pick up. That really focuses, I think, a lot of people on some of these big boy and big boy tech companies. How important is it to, A, note that growth is starting to come back and understand that some of these growth stocks are well off some of their highs? So that could add that boost if more money goes into growth.
Yeah, and I mean, it's, you can look at it, you know, a couple different ways. Like, just the value just, you know, just had such a spectacular performance. You know, can that continue? You need more buyers to get it higher. Where on the other hand, you know, when these stocks get, you know, have these pullbacks, and, you know, maybe use the mean reversion again, you know, maybe NEO was overvalued at 67, maybe it was undervalued at 31. So, you know, you just have, you know, short-term money, you know, being parked in these things. One thing for sure is the ride up. The second time is usually not as easy as it was the first time, because people are stuck at levels, you know, trying to buy the dip on the way down. So it's good. Just, you know, look for, you know, a couple highs in the same area or periods of consolidation, and, you know, maybe, you know, just trail your style up accordingly or look for a meaningful retracement.
Now, Joel, when I brought in the U.S. markets, I mentioned volatility. And you look at something like the VIX dropped down to, the mid-teens, let's say. It's bouncing a little bit today, but in all fairness, look, if we get the VIX continuing to trend lower, that's complacency, and that means maybe a boring market to the upside. Do you think that's possible, and how closely are you watching volatility?
I like to watch it within the realm of average, you know, watching the VIX, but also within the average daily ranges. And for the long course of time that I've been doing it, you know, it was as low as, you know, for the S&P, the 9-day average trading range was actually going back over a year or so, you know, under 15, 16, you know, small rallies and just tight ranges. And then, of course, you know, during the volatility in March and April and May, you know, these average daily ranges were, you know, getting 150, 200, 300 points. So neither of those is the norm. But what you've been seeing is just a slow, steady decline in the ranges being reflected by the changes in the VIX. So is it going to grind back down to, you know, under 20? No, I don't think so. But on the other hand, unless you have some kind of outside event, a pandemic, or, you know, whether chances of something like that happening again, I think it's more the norm here. Of course, the index is at a, you know, a higher price, you know, than it is, so it takes less to get it started. But no, it just seems like it's just a slow, steady decay. A day like today is something that, you know, you want to watch as a turning point, because you did get up, you know, near the all-time highs and you failed, and now you might actually end up right on the session. So it's a turn, but, you know, as we just know from witnessing this market over the past year, you can't be too quick to jump to bearish conclusions.
No, absolutely not. But yeah, you are right. Today is going to be very interesting to see where and how these markets finish if they do manage to close in the positive. I still think that could be taken as a positive for these markets. But if they do drop it in the negative, then who knows? Maybe we will see a bigger decline. Joel, big picture, then you mentioned we have employment data at the end of the week. We also have this G7 ministers meeting that's going on this week. We have the Reserve Bank of Australia meeting. In terms of any data points or any key drivers for markets, you seeing anything this week or in the next few weeks?
Through earnings season, right? Jobs data on Friday. You know, you are leading up in June to a quad, which, you know, the expirations of the futures and the options and stock options and also single stock futures. So, you know, there's runs and there's periods of, you know, transition and the futures contracts will roll over. And that kind of creates a little bit of volatility. But I think it's about the jobs data and then the quad, which. Well, which will be a little bit later this month because the first Friday, which today's the first, so second, third, fourth, fifth. So you're going to have a little bit later in the month, right? The 12th, the 19th will be your third Friday. There's some mid-month seasonality. But watch the rollover, you know, the jobs date on Friday and then the rollover. Which is the second Wednesday of the week. So not this Wednesday, but next Tuesday and Wednesday, maybe look for a little spike in, you know, the ranges and the volatilities as traders jockey for position going into the whatever rebalances are going on and also the quad witch expiration.
All right, Joel, great chatting with you, buddy. Thanks for addressing that pop in oil and also taking a look at some of those market moves today. I'll post a link to the Benzinga website below this interview so everyone can keep on following along with your pre-market prep show. Joel, we'll chat again next week. Thanks for your time, buddy.
Thank you.